At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Across the nation and throughout the state over the weekend, people wore pink and took to the streets for a second year of the Women's March. KERA's Courtney Collins talked to marchers in Dallas Saturday about how this year's event is a little different.
Beverly Truesdale says last year, the marchers were angry. This year, they're determined.
I think this is more about getting out the vote, doing something practical now. You know, we yelled and screamed last year. We got the attention of the world last year. So, okay, now we have that attention. What are we going to do with it?
The signs on display in Dallas were as diverse as the crowd. Some disparaged President Trump, some affirmed climate change, and some demanded protection for immigrants. Many touted strong women, both real life and fictional, from Oprah Winfrey and Hillary Clinton to Princess Leia and Hermione Granger. Katrina Adams brought her two daughters to the march, hoping they'd learn a valuable lesson.
To stand up for what they believe in, and if somebody's being treated poorly, they need to step up and say it. Don't just stand by the side and let it happen.
Marchers a few blocks away were using their voices to protest abortion. They gathered and prayed before the Walk for Life.
Why are we injuring our fertility? Why are we doing violence to our bodies and calling that empowerment? It doesn't seem empowering to shut down my body's natural capabilities.
Bianca Tomez-Buccino says apart from her stance on abortion, she has a lot in common with women's marchers.
I think us on kind of like the pro-life, anti-abortion side are just as concerned about those things, like equal pay, the rising amount of sexual assault cases that are reported in the news.
At both marches, every woman holding a sign was there for the same reason, to speak up. Women's marcher Janie Eddins says the unity was overwhelming.
Why would you want to be anywhere else? I mean, you can feel the love, you can feel their energy.
This is history, she says, and she wanted to be a part of it. Courtney Collins, KERA News.
Not a vital sign. A sedentary lifestyle can be dangerous to your health, but a study from cardiologists at UT Southwestern Medical Center and Texas Health Resources found exercise can reverse heart damage in an older sedentary person if you do enough exercise in time. I talked about this with the study's senior author, Dr. Benjamin Levine. What happens to a sedentary aging heart the longer you go without exercising?
The heart shrinks and stiffens. Mm-hmm. The muscle mass goes down, and then the heart doesn't stretch as well. And when blood flows into it, the pressure ends up going relatively high. And that sets the stage for a particular kind of heart failure that is quite common in seniors. It's called heart failure with a preserved ejection fraction. All it means is that the heart looks like it's beating normally. It squeezes fine. It pumps the blood out. But the pressure inside the heart still gets very high, and the blood can back up into the lungs, and people get very short of breath, and it's a quite devastating kind of heart failure.
Now, the study concludes that you can reverse this kind of damage if you begin exercise in time. When exactly?
One of the first studies we did asked the simple question. We said, let's look at masters athletes, extremely active, competitive over a lifetime, and compare them to a group of very healthy, highly screened, no chronic medical problems, seniors, over the age of 65, average age of about 70. And that's where we learned that the heart shrinks and stiffens as you age, even healthy sedentary aging. But the masters athletes had hearts that were indistinguishable from healthy 30-year-olds. We took our sedentary subjects and we trained them for a year. Trained them pretty hard.
Okay.
And we could not change the structure of the heart and blood vessels at all. It was disappointing. So if we waited until after 65, average age around 70, we could not reverse the effects of sedentary aging on the structure of the heart and blood vessels.
What is there about that age that causes that to happen?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. We think that there are probably metabolic phenomenon that as they accumulate over time, make it very hard to reverse the effects of sedentary aging.
Now, the recommendation is that you do exercise, and it's not enough just to do it. It has to be enough. What's considered enough?
So the next thing we did was we partnered with our colleagues at the Cooper Clinic, because they follow people and measure their exercise habits and exercise tolerance for decades. Mm-hmm. And we asked them to partner with us to identify people who had been very consistent over at least a 25-year period and how much exercise they did. And what we found, just like we did in our first study, masters athletes looked youthful. 2 to 3 days a week had hardly any effect on the structure of the heart and blood vessels, unexpectedly to us. But 4 to 5 days a week of committed exercise over a lifetime got us most of the way, almost as good as a master's athlete.
Now, most health professionals that have come through here for this series have said about 30 minutes of light to moderate exercise, about 5 days a week at least, you're doing pretty well.
I think our data support those recommendations of getting at least 150 minutes of exercise a week. My prescription for life is one long session lasting at least an hour, add in one high intensity session a week, and then 2 or 3 days of the typical moderate intensity exercise using the TALK test. So you should be exercising hard enough that you got a little sweat on your brow, that you're a little short of breath.
But you can still carry on a conversation at
exactly.
the same time.
Exactly. That's right. Do that 2 or 3 times a week. And if you can, add in at least one strength training session a week.
The old adage has been it's never too late to start exercising. Is the study suggesting differently?
I do think it's never too late. But it may be too late to reverse the structural effects on the heart and blood vessels if you wait until you're after 65.
Dr. Levine, thank you for being with me.
My pleasure. Thanks, Sam.
Dr. Benjamin Levine heads the Institute for Exercise and Environmental Medicine and is a professor of internal medicine at UT Southwestern. Sunny skies, high near 59 today, 45 now in Dallas, 44 in Fort Worth.